It's been 2 months since the Space Shuttle Columbia broke up over Texas. Over the past week, engineers have put together several unrelated lines of evidence as they build a coherent story of the disaster. Falling debris at launch remains a prime suspect, though there are still major questions about how that could have triggered the disaster. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
One of the most important clues may turn out to be a piece of material that broke free of Columbia about a day after liftoff. This was detected long after the fact in a review of radar surveys of space junk. Major General John Barry, a member of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board, says engineers have been bouncing radar beams off of various objects to see if they can identify the material in question.
There have been 29 various materials examined at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and we've concluded that right now that only the carrier panel remains a viable candidate.
Remember that term, carrier panel. It may be a key to this mystery. Carrier panels are yard-long strips of metal covered with heat-insulating tiles. They fill a gap between the super-hard leading edge of the wing and the rest of the wing structure. It's looking more and more like a piece of foam insulation jarred loose one of these carrier panels when it fell on the wing during liftoff. The radar images are one clue. Another comes from a data recorder found 2 weeks ago near Hemp Hill, Texas. Information on that tape is just now being analyzed. It confirms that heating started near the front edge of the wing. Roger Tetrault, another member of the investigation board, says the data from that recorder will yield a lot more information about the super-hot torch of air that cut into the wing as the shuttle re-entered the Earth's atmosphere.
When we start looking at where the lines were cut, the electrical lines were cut, it will begin to help localize where in the front edge the problem is.
Already, Tetrault says, they've narrowed it down to a fairly limited stretch of the left wing.
And then when you begin to put that where the photos are showing where the foam hit, then I think you can start making some assessment of what are the probabilities of that being an initiating event, if you will. I wouldn't say necessarily the cause, but there may be an initiating event that leads to a whole series of other things that winds up with the accident.
And even the foam part of this picture is getting clearer. The investigation board asked military folks who specialize in interpreting fuzzy satellite images to see what they could learn from the fuzzy films of foam striking the wing during liftoff. The analysts concluded that the chunk was bigger than NASA had thought at the time. It weighed 2 full pounds, not 1 pound and 2/3. Whether that's significant remains to be seen. In about 2 weeks, researchers in San Antonio plan to blast large chunks of foam from a high-speed air cannon into various shuttle components. They want to see if they can damage the wing's leading edge or knock free a carrier panel or create other damage that could explain the accident. At a news briefing yesterday where all this new detail emerged, one reporter simply strung together these clues and said, "It seems that foam from liftoff knocked off a carrier panel and caused a hole that led to the shuttle's demise." But Board Chairman Harold Gaiman, a retired admiral, said, "Hold on.
You're way ahead of us. We would in no way conclude that we found the initiating event here."
And Gaiman added, "Once they do reach a conclusion on that point, there is still much to understand about the human activities that led to this deadly chain of events." Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.